You know, Greg, opiate abuse and drug addiction and, you know, death of taking opiates touches, it's got to touch almost everybody's life. You know, I mean, it touched my life naturally because my son was addicted to heroin. And people, you know, come to me and they say, you know, Mike, you know, it's really refreshing that you talk about it and you're not afraid, you're not embarrassed, you know. Well, no, I'm not embarrassed. You know, his drug addiction started with a closed head injury. And they prescribed him opiates, which, you know, a lot of doctors do, and that's where it's getting out of hand. You know, these young kids and adults as well, you know, are taking these painkillers, which are very addicting, and then that they don't get them anymore, and then they result, you know, their recourse is taking, you know, heroin, which is almost the exact same chemical compound as oxycodone, you know. So that's where Daniel's journey started, and it went on for 12 years, and he just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and last August 27th, unfortunately, I found my son dead in his bedroom, and I miss him. I miss him every day. Well, you know, the remarkable thing, Greg, is that a lot of his doctors kept seeing him and seeing him, and they even made comments to me, I can't believe he's made it this long. I mean, my son fought every single day to stay alive, you know, and people think, that, you know, that aren't, that they're just white trash or they're just, you know, they're just druggies. You know, they're not. These are normal people that have got hooked on opiates, resulting in taking heroin eventually. And when that, you know, when the heroin addiction starts, I mean, the hooks are in so deep, they can't. Heroin addiction is the worst.